to chapter 10, verse 17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Is your name written there? Amen. Who is to determine if our names are written there? Oh, this deep, far-reaching subject becomes so involved that there's some questions we can't answer. As for instance, when do you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Amen. Of course, our answer is when we get saved. But what about the babies that are born into the world? Ah, that gets a little bit more involved. I believe, amen, you get your name written in the Lamb Book of Life the very moment you're born. Some would go farther to say conceived. And some even have Bible to declare it was written there from the foundation of the world. Ah, see how deep and involved it gets? Amen. Yes, sir. There are some that say that your name is written there and you never can get it out. God don't have no eraser on his pencil. Amen. Ah, but that gets a little bit involved also. Amen. Because there are some scriptures that say that he's got a blotter. Hallelujah. I mean, it's in both testaments, praise God. Amen. Exodus 32, Moses returned, verse 31, and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said to Moses, let's get this straight, Moses. Amen. Whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Well, 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 we know when you get your name blotted out now, don't we? Amen. When we sin, he gets blotted out. Glory to God. Amen. Therefore now go lead this people to the place which I spoke to thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I'll visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because he made the calf which Aaron made. Why did God plague the people? So they'd repent. Why did he want them to repent? So he could write their name back in. It's that simple. He didn't want them to be blotted out. He wanted them to get their name written back in. You say, oh, Brother Collins, that's old Bible. Amen. Okay, let's go to the New Bible. Praise God. New Testament. Amen. The angel of Sardis write, chapter 3. Amen. And among other things, he said, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, verse 4, which have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. And he that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, which I will confess. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. In Washington, D.C., there's a black marble wall covered with names. And men go there to find relatives and friends that died in Korea and in Vietnam. Amen. In Washington, D.C., there's a tomb upon which burns an eternal flame. Amen. And the president will go there and cast a wreath upon that tomb of the unknown soldier. Those that died and nobody knew who they were. Amen. Unknown. Unknown. How can it be? Ah, the United States has had a CIA type undercover agency. They handpick people that don't have any relatives much. They don't have any wife. They don't have any close affiliation family. Amen. And they train them special. And they tell them, you will go undercover into foreign countries. You will have no name. If you're caught, amen, and killed, no one will ever know that you ever existed. And hundreds have died in foreign soil doing covert activity. They died unknown, unsung heroes that never came home again. But I want to tell you today, in the annals of heaven, there are no unknowns. Praise God. If you could stack this house full of phone books, amen, you couldn't contain the names that are written in heaven. Amen, there's enough names that are written in heaven, it would choke a computer on both sides of the annals of heaven. Lost and saved. Amen. And God knows, because he keeps books, everything about everybody in the world. Praise God. Oh, listen to what he says. He said, you number my wandering, Psalm 56 and 8. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? In that stack of names in God's book, God has written across from that name the tears that you shed. Amen. Brother Max was here Wednesday night, so weak from fasting that he didn't know whether he was coming or going. Brother and Sister Crank followed him to church. They didn't even know it was his car. And he was driving over to the side in the grass most of the way because of clouded vision. He stood weakly behind this desk and preached the prayer service Wednesday night. So weak from fasting. Amen. I tell you what you needed to do. Instead of saying he's sick, instead of saying there's something wrong with him, what's wrong with him anyhow, you just say, lay your hands on me, Max, and pray for me. Praise God. Because I want you to know the Lord sees when we suffer. The Lord sees when we weep. The Lord sees when we, amen, sacrifice. And the Lord sees even better when we obey and says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And he writes it in big capital letters in his book. Oh, you number my wanderings, oh God. Do you have to put that down? My Lord, my wanderings? Lord, just record the good part. But he said, thou numberest my wanderings. Amen. It's like Hoot Martin. Amen. I pastored his mother, and Hoot eventually got saved, but he's the first man I visited in Barville, Kentucky. But they said one day, amen, some fellas came to pray for him. A preacher came to pray for him. Amen. And they got him down on his knees, and the preacher started praying. Hoot was an alcoholic, an incorrigible alcoholic, it looked like. Amen. And the preacher started praying. He said, oh, God, have mercy on this poor drunk man. And Hoot stopped him and said, don't tell him I'm drunk. Amen. But God knows our wanderings. God knows. Amen. And you know, Hoot wasn't so far out of it, but what he didn't want him to tell God on him. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. Thou numberest my wanderings. But Lord, maybe this will help balance things. Put my tears into your bottle. Hallelujah. And he does. Glory to God, your prayers, he does. Amen. And that's what Brother Lackey said happened when he got saved off Skid Row in St. Louis, Missouri. Stumbled in that little old mission drunk. Amen. And walked the aisle and got saved and came out of it sober and saved by the power of God. And he said, amen, my little old mother that I used to visit down Chester, Illinois, and no matter what she was doing, when I came to the gate, she'd see me coming. She'd drop the clothes, anything she was cooking, and run to the gate and say, there's my darling boy. No matter how far I'd wandered, no matter how deep in sin I went, Mama never quit praying for me. And he said, Mama went to glory, and I went on in sin. He said, I tell you what I think happened. I think God uncapped one of them golden vials that he keeps the tears of the saints and the prayers of the saints in. Amen. And my mother's prayers, amen, came out. And he said, I think God said, where is he? And they said, he's down there on Skid Row on Broadway in St. Louis. Go get him. Praise God, it's time to answer those prayers. And he said, I believe God answered my mother's prayer after I was already dead. And she's already dead. Amen. Because God uncapped one of those golden vials. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in thy book? I declare to you, they are. They are. God knows. He cares. He sees. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, he just can't turn away the tears and the prayers of his people. When God the Son came down and limited himself by condescension and miraculous incarnation to human flesh and took upon himself all the limitations of man, he said in his preachings one day, he said, that day and hour knoweth no man, but your Father knoweth. He said, the angels don't know, and the Son don't know, but your Father knoweth. Even Jesus didn't know the day and the hour. Praise God. One of my friends, Brother Pearl Robinson, we was talking about it several years ago before Pearl got killed in a plane crash. He said, yeah, but he said, I believe he knows now. Don't you? And I thought about it for a long time. And I said, no, he still don't know. He knows more about it than anybody else, I guarantee you. But he still don't know. One day, the second person we know of the Trinity walked away from the Father, and the Father stood alone and set the date. And turned around and got back together with the rest of the Trinity. And he don't know. I'll tell you why I think he don't know. Amen. There's been so many saints suffer. If we've been blessed in America, Phil, there's a whole lot in the rest of the world that have suffered. Amen. If we've been blessed in America, Mike, there's been a whole lot more in the rest of the world that have suffered such agony. Amen. There have been so many that have suffered in tortured prisons. There have been so many beaten within an inch of their life. I thought I fell on the stairs and bruised that one muscle. Paul said, 5 times I was beaten with rods. They caned him 5 times until from his shoulders down to his ankles, he was black and blue, and every muscle was blue from being beaten with rods. Amen. There have been so many suffered and cried, "Oh Lord," like John, "How long? How long? How long?" And the Lord is so pitiful and so merciful that if he'd have known the day and the hour, he'd have already told somebody. But he don't know, so he can't tell. Amen. And so it's a secret. It's a secret with the Father, the day and the hour. Praise God. When he comes, hey, you don't need to worry so much about the time, the day, and the hour. Then if we knew, we might presume on God and spend the last day in repentance and tears and prayer. Amen. After spending the whole time in wickedness. So therefore, not knowing the day and the hour, it protects us from the temptation to presume on God. Amen. And say, let's eat, drink, and be merry because we got some time. Let's live it up because we've got some time. He's not coming yet. It's 10 years, 11 months and 25 days and 13 hours and 20 minutes. Hey, we've got some time. Amen. Before he comes. And so men will be tempted to presume. They presume on God enough as it is. Amen. So we need to make our calling and election sure. Amen. One of those that God sent out that performed miracles and signs and wonders. One of those that got that message in Luke chapter 10. Rejoice not because the devils are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name are written in heaven. One of those that heard him say, "Lo, I beheld Satan in the dateless past, back yonder in the unmeasured eons of time. I beheld Satan as the lightning fall from heaven." Hey, he was already there and fell out. Make sure your names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so somebody wrote a song 7 years ago when he spoke, "Peace to my soul. Heaven has been my goal, and I purposed in my heart I'd make it through. But Lord, you know my weakness, so help me to be strong. And if you see that I might fail, Lord, take me home. Take me home or keep me in the center of thy perfect will. Take me home, dear Lord, if you should see that I'm about to fail. I don't want to miss my mansion I've been waiting for so long. If you see that I might fail, Lord, take me home. When evening shadows fall upon the Lord I call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take me home with you. Keep me in the center of thy perfect will. Take me home, dear Lord, if you should see I'm about to fail. I don't want to miss my matches I've been preaching about so long. If you see I might fail, Lord, take me home. You see, one of those that were there when Jesus said that. Make sure your names. Rejoice because your names. But Judas got his name blotted out. Having walked with Jesus, having preached with Jesus, having ministered as his ambassador and emissary to all the cities when he sent them forth, two by two. Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Did you know that God has good things? At Psalms 139:16. Amen. God has good things in store for all of us. It's up to us to make sure that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:3. Amen. Therefore, my beloved, dearly beloved, and long for my joy, my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. That's a good thing to think about when we come to the point of not liking somebody. That's a good thing to think about when it comes to the point of religious politics and competition nowadays. Amen. Are their names in the book of life? Amen. Did you know that Paul knew that these folks' names were in the book of life? And if yours is in the book of life, somebody's going to know the difference. How do you know? How do you know? Praise God. Somebody said, if so-and-so didn't make it to heaven, ain't none of us going. We need to know. There's somebody going. Somebody said, concerning an old mountain preacher back in Arkansas, well, if he goes to heaven, I don't want to go. I heard him say that. They didn't like him. Oh, listen, folks. The real key to fellowship is our name in the book of life. If your name's in the book of life, you can forget momentarily about competition. Amen. If your name, preacher, is in the book of life, you can forget momentarily about stealing somebody else's members or somebody stealing yours. What's the key, praise God, to this being able to fellowship folks that are in, quote, competition, end quote, with us? Amen. They might gain popularity. They might get more members. They might even get some of ours. It's in the Lord's Prayer. It said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. You know why we can't fellowship sometimes, folks, other folks whose names are written in heaven? Because we're interested in our kingdom, not thy kingdom. Because we're building our kingdom, not thy kingdom. Amen. You know why we don't like some folks whose names are written in heaven just like ours is? Huh? It's because we're short-sighted. We can only see our immediate wants, desires, and agenda. Oh boy, we do have our own agenda, don't we? Amen. Glory to God. Hey, I'm not talking about... Amen, folks, disfellowshipping Baptists and Methodists and Church of Christ and Episcopalians and the First Church of the Refrigeration. Amen. I'm talking about wholeness, folks, that won't hardly speak to each other. You know why? Amen. It's they're praying my kingdom, not thy kingdom. Hey! You know what the trouble is in all this dissension across the country? Amen. Why, some preachers can fellowship a preacher that's no better 600 miles away. Easier they can in fellowship one just like him across town. Because it's my kingdom that's being threatened. Amen. And we're not too much interested in thy kingdom. Amen. We're not too much interested in the books in heaven. We're too busy counting nickels and noses inside our own four walls to pray thy kingdom come. Amen. It's my kingdom that counts. Amen. When are we ever going to grow up and become big boys and big girls? Huh? Amen. And be able to fellowship other folks whose names are written in heaven. Hey, they'll find each other. Amen. In the darkest Africa, they'll find each other. In the darkest alleys, they'll find each other. If there's only two Christians in town, bless your heart, amen, they'll meet in the middle someday and be glad to see each other because there's a difference. And you can know that a kindred spirit to those whose names are written in heaven. Amen. If people are hypocriting around, and they're preaching holiness when they're not holiness at heart, God's going to judge them. Amen. Amen. And it's better to be an honest worldling than it is to be a holiness hypocrite. Amen. And there's some that have come among our ranks and they went out of our ranks. You know why they went out? John tells us. They went out from among us because they were not of us. And I'll add a little here in my paraphrasal. They were not of us in the first place. We tried hard. Amen. We tried to be a blessing. We tried to help them to become something for God and for holiness and for righteousness and to have a future. Amen. We took them up offerings. But after a while, they proved what they really were. All the time. A grasping individualist with a selfish agenda that could not pray, Thy kingdom come, but my kingdom. Amen. Oh yes, praise God. Whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. If your name's in the book of life, you don't have to ever get down in the mouth. If your name's in the book of life, you'll outlive every trouble you'll ever pass through. If your name's in the book of life, you'll put behind you everything the devil brings against you. Amen. I mentioned the message God gave me a while back about the tribulation of the unrebukable. Amen. That was the Smyrna church. The pastor was unrebukable, but the church was unrebukable. There was not one wrong thing about them. They had made everything right. Amen. But God said, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. You see, God will forgive us, but the devil don't. Wonderful thing about God is He forgives. Wonderful thing about people whose names are written in the book of life is they forgive. Amen, because they've been forgiven. They know what it took to get where they are. They forgive and they're there to help somebody else. But the devil don't forgive. His crowd don't forgive. And the devil's crowd will sit on that jury and they'll ignore the fact that that little boy has got gloriously saved. Amen. That man has got gloriously saved. Amen. Ah, yes. And they'll cast some of you into prison. And you'll have tribulation 10 days. I'm glad he said that. Because if your name's in the book of life, the 10 days will pass. And you'll come out, amen, smell like a rose, shining like a morning star, as fair as the moon, as terrible as the sun. Hallelujah, like an army with banners. You're going to come forth victorious if you keep your name in the Lamb's book of life. And what a testimony you'll have of the grace of God. Amen. He who overcomes, book of Revelation. Amen. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with white raiment, and I'll not blot out his name out of the book of life. I'll confess his name before my Father and before his holy angels. Amen. I believe by the time a child arrives in this world, his name is already in the book of life. And in his innocency, God keeps it there. But the day he reaches that place to make a decision between right and wrong, Christ and the devil. Amen. And he makes a wrong decision if he's 10 years old. His name is blotted out. And he may spend 15 years with his name blotted out in the book of life. He may delve into all kinds of rebellion and sin. And then make his way to an old-fashioned altar. Or as Rick Bradley fall on his knees in his kitchen, praise God, and pray through, amen. And God tells his secretary, write his name down. Praise God, put me down. Put me down, praise God. Put me in the book of life, glory to God. Ah, yes, amen. And I believe if that's so, loses out with God somewhere along the road and begins to sin, God blots his name out again. Amen. And I think if he stays in that state, hell will be hotter for him because he knew than for anybody, contrary to the doctrine of once in grace, always in grace. Oh, there's times I've preached funerals I wish I was a Baptist. And I could preach them into heaven. But I can't. I'd like to take everybody. But I can't. If I took everybody to heaven because they died, pretty soon heaven would be in the same mess this world's in. You'd have to have a police officer on the corner in a jail in the middle of town. But only those whose names are written down are going to go. Praise God. All that dwell upon the earth, Revelation 13, will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The world will wonder after the beast because her names are not written in the book of life. The beast that you saw was and is not, ascended out of the bottomless pit, Revelation 17 and 8. Amen. Shall go to perdition, and those that dwell on the earth will marvel whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. It makes a difference. And in the grand finale of the last judgment, I saw the dead. Revelation 20:12, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. What books? The book with the names in it. What book? The books with all our substance in it. What book? The book with all our tears in it. What book? The book with all our wanderings in it. Hallelujah. Oh, wandering soul, come back to God, because it's going to be very important very shortly that your name is in the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works and by the things that were written in the books. Amen. Well, I know I ain't doing what I ought to, but God knows my heart. I coined the phrase Brother Warren Moorhead made years ago. That's just the trouble. God knows your heart. Hallelujah. You can wash it white today. Stand with us and let's pray as we get ready to sing, Father. Amen. We pray, Lord, as we face the awesome prospect of this book of life and all our wanderings and all our substance and all of our meanderings and all our good deeds and all our bad ones. I pray that you blot out the bad ones and keep our name in the book of life. Because there shall by no means enter into that city anything that defiles or causes abomination. Amen. Or a lie. But only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Lord, help us to ask ourselves a question this morning. Will they find our name written down in the Lamb's book of life? Jesus' name. As they sing, we invite you to an altar of assurance.
Put me
to an
down.
Altar of my total commitment.
Gave up hope and put me down.
Yeah, put you down.
As a hopeless case.
Yeah.
Source of shame known all over town. Put me down.
Yeah, you'll do.
Oh, but one who was different from the rest. You heard me crying in the night. You saw me blind and gave me sight. Now for a crown and robe of white, Lord, put me down. Oh, let the world call me a fool.
Make your calling.
I'm gonna serve you.
An election? Sure.
Though I know down deep in my heart
your peace
I don't deserve you.
And your election, sure.
Someday, should they lay me in,
call on the name of the Lord,
I won't worry.
He writes down sinner's prayers,
calls in that book of life.
And when men confess faith in Christ's blood,
I prayed
he puts it down.
You put me down.
Come on this morning.
Put me down.
Hallelujah.
What used to be.
If we could stand before a marble wall with all the people ready for heaven.
Cause I don't act in
would God. We in alphabetical order
may I I did.
Be able to find
me. Hung around. They can put me
in L.L. Collins.
Or not. I'm happy. For the
change
you've made in me.
Townsend.
If you need
Dale
someone.
Townsend.
I'm here, Lord. To spread your word.
Go back to the A's.
Far and near.
As we search the annals of heaven.
My name.
Alan.
I volunteer, Lord.
Mike.
Put me down.
Alan. Your name.
I'll be a fool.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna serve.
He's got a book.
You.
He's got a.
Called
a marble scroll
deep in my heart,
written with a pen of iron, with the point of a diamond, engraved
should they lay
for eternity, unless by sin we sent out
where I'm bound. Calls in that book of life.
Come on, child. Come on, child. Make your calling an election sure. Get rid of it. Unload it right now. Every dishonesty, every unholy thought, commit it all to God. You owe me no debt. It's between you and God. Settle it once and for all. Hallelujah. You can know if it's settled between you and God. And some way, somehow, sometime, we'll know too. Cry out to Him this morning.
I'm happy for the change you've made in me. If you need someone, I'm here to spread your word both far and near. Just write my name, I volunteer, Lord, put me down.